I don't know about you, taught some foundational things that we have been raised with. And I don't know about you, but I was always taught 1 + 1 = 2. And anybody else learn that? Any of your math tables, and any of y'all old enough to have had a piece of cardboard and wrote them down one side and addition and then subtraction, then multiplication and division. And every time mom and daddy would walk by, they say, okay, what is this one? What is that one? And we learned to memorize some things. And so most places in the world today, I don't care what country or what language, the math system is in place. And if you go and say 1 + 1 = they will go 2. Anybody, somebody from, Sister Susie, you lived in another country, didn't you? 1 + 1 = what? 2. You go overseas, 1 + 1 = 2. That's a universal world system. So when we think like the world think, we're congruent. 1 + 1 = 2. Now, I need to tell you that there were some problems with the world system. Because in some places, 1 + 1 don't equal 2. Ask somebody that's caught in a situation or a nation of prejudice. Yeah, y'all remember our history, right? One of them and one of us did not equal 2. 1 + 1 = 1. Because we were not counted. Go to places in England and other places. If you're not part of a certain class of society and you're talking in that class, 1 and 1 of them = 2. 1 and you still equals 1. So I'm talking to somebody in here because you don't feel like you included in the world standard. That, and I got any witnesses? Any witnesses? Go. Let me go over in St. Charles. Let me go. Matter of fact, let me get closer to my house. Let me go to South Elgin and in this little neighborhood that they got over there where the houses started $500,000 and go up over $1 million. And let me walk in there and say, hey, 1 + 1 = 2, right? I want to be part of your one. They say, you don't live here. Talk to our young people who are being battered over and over with being bullying on the internet, whether it's Snapchat or TikTok, and how they're being shamed because of who they are or where they live or what they do and don't know. It's never 1 + 1 = 2. That's the math equation, but the reality of life is it's still 1 + 0 = 1 because they don't count you in their little circle. That's the world system. Well, I want to share with you today that God never intended that to be the system. She said, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one heal our sons and daughters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would change the world's mathematical equation system? He would change it where 1 + 1 = more. See, it's not about the mathematical equation. It's about who you're adding as your one. Oh, y'all know, y'all been invited to a wedding. It used to say you and your guests. But say that, Sister Valerie, today it says who is your plus one. Now, I don't know about you. What's the difference in your guests to say plus one? Because the world's trying to politically make it correct where it used to be your guest had to be somebody of the opposite sex or who your date is. Now, plus one gives you liberty to do whatever you want to do. Well, who's your plus one? I heard it. But now we got to understand what that means. See, we love to say, and Jesus is my plus one. Well, he can't be your plus one if you don't follow what he wants you to do. You still got a guest. Jesus. You got to hear that, did you? All right. I'm gonna leave that alone. But it's gonna come up. So the first thing today, 1 + 1 = more. Well, it's right here in the scripture, y'all. First thing is Jesus declares it's 1 + 1. Jesus didn't change the mathematical equation. He didn't change the world system, but he was going to make the system do what he wanted to do because he was in control of the system. Oh, somebody didn't get that. How do you know? Well, before we get to verse 28, let's look at verses 25 through 27. And I just want to walk us through this for a minute. Turn to your Bible and look at verse 25 and then 26 and 27. He was having this conversation here with the people who are around him and the Jews, and Jesus had been rejected. The religious leaders early in this chapter didn't accept who he was. The scribes and the Pharisees and some of the holier than thou folks, they didn't accept who he was. It couldn't be this man. Mary knew that her baby boy was special, so she pondered things, but it couldn't be this man. So he had this conversation. And then when Jesus has heard all kind of stuff, when Jesus has listened to every excuse, when Jesus has heard every reason people have not to do what he tells them to do, he didn't change what he meant in the first place. He just restated it. So Jesus declared right here in verse 25 to 27, it's 1 + 1. How did he say it? At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, Father. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Oh, first thing he did, he didn't complain. He said, I thank thee. So the first thing you're going to have to do in 2022 to have a better year than 2021 is the Lord say, Lord, I thank you. And you can't do that at the end after he delivered you. You got to do it at the beginning. So you need to say, Lord, I thank thee. I thank thee that I made it over. I thank thee, Lord, that you've given me something to do with. Lord, I know it might hurt me, but Lord, I thank you for my assignment. I thank you for my plus one. I thank you for the situation to come before you. Why, oh, Father God? So we have to learn how to be thankful. That's what Jesus said here. He said, Father of heaven and earth, because thou hast what? Hid these things. You hid some of this stuff from the wise and the prudent. Who are the wise and the prudent? I don't hear no answers, y'all. Wise and the prudent. Those who know too much for their own good. I'm sorry. Those who have read something a few times, maybe have studied a lot of times, but they didn't understand what they were reading. You don't believe me? Ask Paul. Paul knew a whole lot of stuff. The Pharisees and the scribes, they knew a whole lot of stuff, but they didn't know nothing. Y'all hear me now? There are some folks out there, they know a whole lot. They've learned a whole lot. They rest in all they do, but they ain't prudent to recognize when the truth is in front of them. That's what he said right here. That's what he said. He said, what? I thank you that you hid these things. There was a reason he was thankful that they hid these things from the wise and the prudent, has revealed them on what? To babies. The babies are genuine. Babies don't see the color. Babies see that you care about them. I can walk into a room of babies of any nationality, and guess what? They're going to come to me. Why? Because that's what God has given me in my spirit, in my life, that the babies know I love them. Even the dogs come up. Even the cats, and I don't like cats, they come up. Why? Because they know there's something about that's on the inside of me that I'm going to care for them. Maxie walked up to the car. He don't know me. See me a few times walking around the garden. He came running up, this big old, and he just came to be petted. And he just sat down in the snow. Because when I touched him, he felt the touch of Jesus. The touch of love and peace and comfort. That's who. He said, I thank you, but you revealed it what? Until the babes. He's talking about the young ones, the babies. Even so, Father, even so, in verse 26, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Not because I thought it was right, God. Not because the Son of God said what? In his sight, but Lord, in your sight. There's something right there. The 1 + 1 is not what we know, it's who we know. Even Jesus said, because you saw fit. He was the savior of the world. He was on a mission, but not what he, because you saw fit. And I just believe that we miss this humility and this this servitude attitude that Jesus had for the Father, we miss to the Savior. He makes it known to us, but we become wise and prudent that I don't need Jesus no more. But Jesus always pointed to the Father. He never had a moment of self-glory at all. That's something for us to declare is 1 + 1. He knew. Then in verse 27, he said, all things are delivered unto me, the one. Jesus is one, right? Unto me of my Father. And no man, what? Knoweth the Son, but the Father. Y'all don't know me, but my Father know me. He gave it to me. Then he said, what? And then he said, knoweth any man the Father, what? You can't know the Father except what? The Son. So if you ain't got the right 1 + 1, you ain't got the right +1, you ain't got the right guess, you can't know the Father. So he declares it's 1 + 1. It's me and you to get to the Father. If you try to get to the Father without me, you ain't gonna make it. If you try to do what the Father wants you to do, well, what the Father would have us to do without me, you can't do it. So if you know a bunch of words and you know the scripture and you go in to pray for somebody, it ain't gonna do nothing if you ain't doing it because the Father sent you, which is through Jesus. Hey, in the name of the Father, I done did this and I do, and the anointing ain't with you because it ain't gonna happen. You gotta go and know God sent you. And you gotta believe in what he said. My testimony, I shared a little bit of it, we were just worshiping. When I went to see Mother Edmund, the lady I was there with, the palliative care nurse, and she said, look, I'm glad you're here. You need to be, guess what? Something's going to happen. And we're waiting to talk to the family. Because this second stroke, it done did some things. She ain't going to make it. And when she left, I said, that's all right. Lord, speak. And we prayed and the Lord spoke. He said, tell her, I ain't changed. Tell her, what did I promise you? If you couldn't say a word, you would just wave your hand and say, now you can't wave your hand, but because you've been joined into spirit with me, I sent somebody to just. Yeah. And as I prayed for her and I spoke, I said, remember, mama, if you can't set it the way, you can't wave, but we're waving for you. And her tongue was sitting out of her mouth because of the ventilator. And then just the other day, they said, she's alert. She's doing well. And she said, you can take me off the ventilator. I'll take the trach. Yeah, I'll take it because I still got some more to do. Go ahead and do that. And they couldn't take it out because her tongue was too big. But she didn't care. She said, I know no matter what it takes, it's coming out. But my day ain't here yet because I'm connected to my one. And I'm telling you, when I looked at her that day, there was a part of me that almost declared, mama tired, because that's what I saw. But I'm connected to the one. I say, well, Lord, whatever you say. He say, just. Jesus. You weren't there, so I know you don't know what that means. But when she had a stroke 20 years ago, and she used to sing, and she couldn't sing no more. Her testimony, if I couldn't say nothing, I'd wave. And one sunrise Sunday morning, house full of folks sitting there. She was in the back of the church. They said, does anybody else have a testimony? And she stood up, and people started, what's she going to say? She can't talk. She said, she waved off the mic, and she just went. And the Spirit of God erupted through every window, through every door. The Spirit came in. And now 20 years later, she's still, because she connected to the one. Jesus declared, I am the one. And he to whosoever the Son will reveal himself. So that sets the stage. Jesus declares it's 1 + 1. Other people say, you can't come into the Father, what? But by me. So not your personal ministry, not your gift of singing or preaching or teaching or studying or walking with somebody every day and being there every step of the way. No, it's got to be through Jesus. That's the one plus one. So that's good. That's good. So Jesus declared, I'm not saying this, y'all. This is what Jesus said. This is what Jesus said. So we're going to have a great 2022 because this is what Jesus said. I'm going to get to some other scriptures that talk about what God said before Jesus came on the scene. It's still the same. Still the same. Still the same. The problem when one plus one equals two. There's a problem when we look at it from a world perspective. So when one plus one equals two, there's a problem. You don't have to believe me. Look at the scripture. What does it say? He says in Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me. But the problem is all ye that labor and are heavy laden. When one plus one equals two, you can't do it all. Okay? Because guess what? You're going to be heavy. You're going to be burdened. You're going to be challenged with things that can't be fixed. Because the world's trying to fix them. The world can't fix your sadness. Why? Because you're going to keep picking it up. But God can fix it. If you don't believe me, ask Cain. We just studied this morning, didn't he? Cain said, my burden is too great for me. My punishment is too great. I done killed my brother. Oh, God, I shouldn't be. But then what did God say? Don't worry about it, Cain. I'll protect you. I'll protect you. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say, I'll protect you? Say, guess what? I'll decree that anybody who kills Cain, the vengeance is going to be what? Seven times greater. And oh, by the way, Cain, don't worry in case they don't know your story. I'm going to put a mark on you. That's going to protect you. Even though you killed your brother out of selfishness, I'm still going to protect you. Oh, somebody needs to start getting that already. Even though we disobey God, even though we got one plus one in the world, God still protects us because if we're connected to the one. Because all ye that labor are heavy laden. Jesus understood that there were those who were laboring with loneliness. There were those who were laboring with too much energy in their head, too much knowledge that they had. There were those who were laboring with fear. There were those who were laboring who had been cast out. And you know the story. Jesus is going to eventually tell us all the whole story, right? Guess what? There were the lepers, right? There were the sinners, those who were doubt. He had the whole world in his hand and the whole world, what? He was trusting because he knew that what they needed. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So when one plus one equals two, there's a problem. They don't have to stop there. Look at what he says in the next verse. Then we go back to Proverbs. It said, this is what Proverbs said. Proverbs said in 26:11-12, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. There is more hope for fools than for people who think they are wise. Understand this. God said, when you think you are wise, you're a fool, because guess what? You're trying to do it on your own. When one plus one equals two, that is not spiritual thinking. That's worldly thinking. And we are not what? Worldly creatures. We are spiritual creations because what? The Father lives in us. So we need to stop thinking one plus one equals two or in our natural worldly mind and put on our spiritual hats and let Jesus lead us. Because when we walk after our mind, we will be failed. We will be defeated. When we walk after our mind, we hurt people. When we walk after our mind, we even hurt our testimony, because nothing happens when you do something. Nothing's worse than to be in a situation, you holy, you know God, you on fire, you shout praises, but when somebody asks you to pray, nothing happens. Don't believe me? Go back to the word. Jesus had been preparing the disciples. He had been teaching them. He had been telling them, it's about me. They went out two by two and couldn't do nothing because they thought it was about them. And Jesus said, well, why couldn't this thing happen? Say, because you only get it through fasting and praying. But what he was saying, your fasting and praying is what? It's to me who's the one who's giving it to you. So if you don't surrender to me, it ain't going to happen. I don't want to put you on spot. Has anybody in here ever had something not happen because you wasn't ready to go do because you hadn't surrendered to God? Thank y'all for testifying and putting up your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's the beginning of the deliverance process, to know when I tried it on 1 + 1 = 2, it didn't work. But when I tried it with 1 + 1 = more, hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord God. Look at what God would do. You didn't have to stop there. Look at what it said in Peter. He said, look, talk about a dog returns to his vomit. When a dog is sick and throws up, guess what? That what he threw up ain't no good for him. But you know what dogs will do? They'll go lick it right back up. Yeah, ugh, but that's what they do. Okay, I know y'all put y'all fingers, now I got to step on your toes. Because when you do a sin and you know it's wrong, guess what you do? You go do it again, you're licking up your vomit. Why? Because you think it was good. There was something good about it. It don't taste as good as us. We know better, right? We can hit him hard, get up. But a dog don't care. Dog said, that came from me. Whatever it is, I'm going to take it up. He said, a fool does the same thing. Not calling anybody a fool, but unwise. When you're not living in wisdom, that's what we do. So it's not you, but it's just what you think you ought to be doing. You don't have to believe it. Look at what it said in 2 Peter 2. I don't want you to get confused that was Old Testament and not New Testament. In the New Testament, 2 Peter 2, he said, what? For if you have they escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he's being 1 + 1, he's more, they are again entangled therein and overcome the latter is worse for them than from the beginning. When you've been delivered from something, you know God done delivered you. The word says when you go back and pick that thing up and do it again, it's worse if you had never been done. Why? Because you know better. You understand better. You got it in your head. You understand. But here's what happened to us. Here's what happened. We still think 1 + 1. Well, you know, we'll never make it. He knows I ain't perfect. That ain't what God said. God said, you're a new creature. You're a peculiar being. That thing is gone. It's gone. Just don't pick it up again. Didn't say you won't be tempted, but don't pick it up again. Say, Lord, the power of you and me, by the name of Jesus, I shall not go there again. I will not go there again. Lord, in the name of Jesus, do whatever you got to do to keep me away from that thing so that I can stand and represent you. I got more than 1 + 1 = 2. I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you how the enemy works. You're only human. The great lie. That's the same lie that serpent told Eve. Surely God ain't gonna get you for eating that fruit. Fruit's good for you. It's a great lie. You're only human. That's your flesh. But we don't believe 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = more. Said, but and he said in Peter, he goes on, he said, boy, but it is happening to them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mud. When you clean up a sow and you done washed all the mud off of them, you know what they gonna do? They go right back to the mud. Because the mud brings them comfort. Like the mud gonna keep them from getting slaughtered to be eaten. I don't know what they thinking, but I don't know what we think. God has given us this power, this anointing, this wonderful gift that was free, that he came down from heaven to rest on this earth and go through this earth to save us and then anoint us in such a special way that we are peculiar people. We have the right to speak to things and they will be moved, and yet we go back. He says, the problem when 1 + 1 = 2. So that led, and God said, well, that's why you got to change your mindset. You got to change the mathematical equation. And it's not the equation that's the problem. It's the answer. Uh-oh. 1 + 1 is still the equation. The answer is just not 2. The answer is, well, oh, somebody. But he understand that Jesus understood he had to prove who he was. So he wasn't worried about that. He was ready to prove it. So he did. He declared it right here. The invitation promises that 1 + 1 = more. He says what? He says what? Look at this. Come unto me. Not unto them, not to the rabbis, not to anybody. He said, come unto me, this stranger that was born of this woman that had never been with a man before. The world didn't know, but he had said it. But Mary, did you know? No, she didn't know, but she kept pondering in her heart. So here, come unto me, all ye that got these problems with 1 + 1 = 2. He said, and I, not nobody else, I will give you rest. So yeah, we'll come. We'll come. We accept Jesus. That's a wonderful thing. And then we stop because I'm saved and sanctified. Oh, come on now. We can play some music. Somebody but just. Come on, y'all can get your dick. Come on. I know somebody been dancing around here because I hear your testimony. You done danced before God because he done did it again and again and again. But then he said, you can come with me. I'll give you rest. He said, but there's a responsibility. He said, in order for you to do this, the 1 + 1 = more, you got to take my yoke. Not your yoke, not your knowledge, not your wisdom, my yoke. You understand what a yoke is? You understand what a yoke? The yoke was used to put a team of oxen together so that the two became one because they were stronger. What you don't know is they never put two young ox together because the two young ones would always get distracted. It's like what Maxie did this morning. Man said, he taught me something new because Maxie would just go do anything. Maxie would rip, run, and go all over the place. Say, I have to go chase him when he runs away at night. I got to go get him. I got to keep him out of people's cars because he would just run. Say, they would put him with a senior, established, more mature oxen so that what? He would be yoked together. They couldn't leave each other because they got this strap around their neck. You know, you see him going out. Say, because the older one was not going to let the younger one do nothing stupid. Oh, y'all didn't get that. Y'all didn't get that. The older one was going to stay there with the younger one and lead them along the way. They wasn't going to let them rip and run. They wasn't going to let them sit down. They were going to lead them. And Jesus said, I'm not assigning you to your pastor, to no preacher, to no evangelist, to no deacon, to no sister. I'm attaching you to me. Oh, somebody. Do you want to be yoked with God? Well, the problem is we really don't. Because if we yoked with God, that means God see all my shortcomings. Uh-oh. God see when I want a tip and I want a toe or when I want to run. He said, take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me. It just continually amazes me. The older I get, and yet I was one. I say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I want all you got, but I don't want to learn of you. We'll go run all day long, give away food, give away money, donations. We'll go run all day long, come to church every Sunday, and thank you, Lord, when the praise team sing, and thank you. But then from Sunday to Monday, the whining sing at best. Say, what? That Bible be up on the shelf and he got dust. And if it's got dust, you ain't learning of him. Or it could be in your bedroom next to your bed. But the pages don't crack at all. It still got dust because you ain't learning of him. I told a young lady once that she was new to my Sunday school class. First day there. You know, all the young people there, you know, 15, 18, that's a tough group, right? You the new one. She walked in and we introduced each other and she didn't know what to expect. And I said, well, thank you. I've been praying for you. And she looked at me, said, why? I said, I always pray that the Lord would send me a young person that's in the word. Say, because when other young people see young people in the word, it gets their attention. And she looked up and said, I said, don't worry. I'm gonna tell you why. Say, I know you in your word. You walked in here and you set your Bible on the table and your Bible is ragged. Your Bible pages have been turned because you've been reading this thing. You've been enjoying. You dared to be different than the rest and you don't know what's going to happen up in here, but God sent you here because he wanted somebody to see that there was somebody like them, that it wasn't about all the styles and everything else. It was about this word. So the same thing happened to adults. Did somebody see that your word has been cracked? And even if they can't see your word because you got 50 of them, you grab it. Do they see that the word comes out of your life and the things that you say and the thing? Oh, somebody, when they see that there's something wrong, will you stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, that's not what he means? In the name of Jesus, my God is the one. Will you declare that you've been yoked? You know, you can't run at your own pace when you've been yoked, right? They go together. When one walk, the other one walk. When one run, the other one run. But when you yoked, you can't move ahead of God because you connected to God. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. And then he says, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He said, I'm not full of pride. You can't be full of pride. I'm not thinking more of myself because I know more than other folks. Say, no, I'm low and meek and lowly in heart. And ye will do what? Find rest, what? For your soul. So when the invitation, he issues the invitation for us today. It's not just about salvation. That's step one. But it's about growth. It's about the work that we do. Let the Lord, we used to sing a song, order my steps in the Lord. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Father, I pray, please what? Order my steps in your word. And here he is. He said, come unto me, for I am weak and heavy laden. He said, for all you that labor and are heavy, and I will give you rest. That's a promise. That's not just a quote as some of us quote. That's a promise. Did I hear right when I heard the testimony? Thank you for what you brought me through in 2021. Thank you how my family's had COVID. Thank you how we're still here. Thank you, Lord, that I had food and provision. Thank you, Lord, I had a job. Thank you, Lord, when I didn't have a job, but you still, somebody don't get me started because I get to dance it up here. Thank you, Lord, when they say my application been approved and I ain't put in no application. Thank you, Lord, for doing all the things. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me near. All I wanted, Lord, just draw me near. Just draw me near. Just draw me near. Just draw me near. Just help me get closer to you, God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who comes against it. I don't care. Just draw me. And yet at the end of 2021, I'm closer to God. And I know 2022 going to be better. I don't care about the circumstances. You ain't going to turn me away from God. I might be dangling by a string, but I'm going to hold on. I might be flat on my back, but I'm still holding on because I trusted what the word said, that God's got me because I'm going to be yoked to him. You don't have to stop there. Just look at this thing. Says, what did David say? What did David say in Psalms 57? He said what? Purge me with hyssop. And I said, he knew he had sinned. He would say, well, God, this is what I want you to do. Purge me. He said, wash me. Make me to hear. Uh-oh, do you say those things to God? Do you say, purge me, wash me, make me to hear? Or do you go, well, God understands. I don't have to confess my sins. I've already been forgiven. That's another one of the great lies. There's a whole bunch of great lies that the enemy will claim. Yes, you do. You are washed in the blood. But when you know that you've done, there's a humility that goes with confessing it to God. It's already been forgiven. But if you don't confess it, well, he knows. Yeah, he does know, but it's about you. Now, let's just talk about this dog, right? Why would you not confess it when you know you've been forgiven? Because the pride says, you don't have to. Because that keeps you separated. You know God, he still loves you, but you're not going to walk in the anointing because the sin has not been forgiven because you haven't confessed it. And if you don't, you're going to keep doing the same thing again. That's what he told Cain, right? Say what? If you know what you did, Cain? You put this sin right outside your door. And guess what? It's coming to get you. That's why people go back to old habits. That's why people adopt new habits. Uh-oh. He said, but then I say, hide thy face from my sins. Then he said, what? Renew a right spirit within me. The spirit that's in you does that. That's the anointing and love of Christ when you accept him. But there's a part of you that you got free will. So unless you surrender and get yoked, you'll keep doing some of those free things you want to do. And they might seem like little things, but your little thing might be the stumbling block for somebody else. But then in Isaiah is fulfilled, said in Isaiah 10, said, it shall come to pass in that day, and that this burden what shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And then I got to tell you, I got a devotional today. I got a devotional. So when you go home, read Isaiah 65, because you're going to see some things in there. And destiny, it calls out destiny by name, not for us, the physical church, but talk about God's destiny. He said, look at Isaiah 65, as you go through and read it. He said, look, there will be a remnant that I will bring. So there will be a remnant that I will bring. Say, but some of them are going to go after their destiny. And it's going to be destined to be wrong when it ain't what? Of God. Of God. Of God. Say, don't destroy the anointing. Say, my yoke shall destroy because of the anointing. When you're yoked with God, 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 you can't lose. My daddy had a saying, you lose with the stuff I use. And when he was in the world, that meant worldly stuff. When he came to Christ, he was talking about Christ. Anyway, I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to do point four and another point next week. I'm going to leave it alone. Today, understand that 1 + 1 = more. Destiny, 1 + 1, when you're one is Jesus, it means more. You got more power. You got more peace. You got more victory. Y'all remember the song we used to sing, don't you? By the hands, what? Of the Almighty, what? I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Why? Because we're yoked to Christ. That's what he's talking about. When my yoke is Christ and it's easy to come, we've been set free. I got everything that I need. We're going to do point four next week. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you. We say, thank you, Lord, for this thing of 1 + 1 = more. Lord, we got more to do. Lord, we got more of you. And because the more of you, David said, my cup runneth over. So God, I hear it all through your word that you give us more than what the mathematical equations say. You get more than 1 + 1, more than 2 + 2, more than 3 + 3. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our more just needs to be you. And because of you, Lord God, as we take on you, Lord God, everything that you give us to grant, you said we would be heirs. And not only that, but join it. It has got the keys to all the kingdom that you have brought. So today, Lord God, thank you for making us kingdom builders. Today, Lord God, thank you for speaking the truth. Today, Lord God, thank you for being willing to yoke yourself to us.